How many of y'all know you're blessed? You're either blessed or blind. Now, in this scripture, you had the altar, you're fixing the table. You had the altar, you praying. In the scripture, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I receive here. In Hebrews 2:4, it's a place that we have not been going. I'm going to tell you why. We've left tradition, and we come into mostly a denominational setting. We, you know, went into Word of Faith, went into Charismatic, went into Full Gospel, and we got baptized with the Holy Ghost and spoke in tongue a few times. And so it has a tendency to make us think that to a certain degree we had arrived. Because once you break the tradition off your back, you feel so free because you can go into other areas of the Spirit. But the Lord never stops. And in the spirit realm, you must never stop maturing. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you a dangerous thing that has happened. And it's really found in the 6th chapter of Hebrews. Just make note as I talk. Some of these things you might have to read after to get the effect of the whole package. But what happened is men got stuck in doctrine. And what the doctrine did is kept us into the elementary part of God, the elementary part of Christ. And if you read that in the 6th chapter of Hebrews, you talk about the doctrine of laying over hand, of baptism, and et cetera, communion, et cetera. Those are doctrine for foundation. You're really not living by those doctrine alone. If you try to live by those doctrines alone, you're going to alienate yourself from revelation. See, doctrines are the foundation, and then revelation take you to different elevation. From elevation take you to revelation, mysteries, maturity, manifestation, demonstration, exploit. I got a definition of exploit. Daniel talked about it. Doing things out of the ordinary. And so for having scriptures and we're doctrinized in scriptures and we know about laying on of hand and we know about anointing with oil, all are good teaching within themselves. But if you don't go further, you're robbing yourself. So that's why we have not seen in our service the blind receiving their sight, people with incurable diseases not getting the manifestation, because we still somewhat foundational Christian. Now, I know we don't like it, but I don't like it either, but I got to take it. And so now the Lord is ready to move us further. He want to move us from just the foundational doctrine. He want to move us to revelation acted upon. The revelation unfold the mysteries. I'm going over it again. The revelation produces a certain type of maturity. After that maturity or that growth take place, after we have some experiences and encounters with God, things become explosive. It almost looks like it's out of control, but it's out of the control of this world system and the enemy hand and man hand. And it need to get out of man's hand. It need to get out of Satan's hand. And it need to get out of committee's hand. That the Lord can do some things out of the ordinary. Now, the miracles, divers miracles, signs and wonders that God wanted to see, you have to come into the realm of revelation. The voice we're about to read is a powerful voice. We're going to read another voice behind it, another voice behind it, just to set us up this morning to move from foundational teaching. Also, again, the Holy Spirit also in the 6th chapter of Hebrews, also in the 4th chapter of Galatians. You got to read it, because we had a problem for making a transition from servant to son.
Right.
See, servant to son.
Yeah.
And because of that, our inheritance had been jammed in the traffic. And so our job as the church and as leaders and as an apostle, my job is to get you out of the traffic so you can go on and get on the expressway and go where God wants you to go. And so, see, yeah, we are servant, but we are son. And a son has more privileges than a servant. Is that right? And then, again, back to the 6th chapter, you got a whole line of things in the first part of that 6th chapter deal with foundational truth, dealing with doctrine. But we must move into Revelation. I'm repeating that because it's so important. Now, we're going to piggyback ride these scriptures, because as you go from one scripture to another one, it takes you deeper and deeper into the realm of the spirit. For instance, many of you all are stuck in something in your life.
Right.
Might be stuck in sickness, stuck in financial limitation, stuck with problems with your children you don't know how to solve.
Right.
Just stuck, man. Say stuck.
Stuck.
Nobody won't be stuck.
Nope.
But, and you know, we pray, we read the Bible, we pray, we praise God, we worship. Come on.
Yep.
We come to church. Here we are.
Yeah,
yet stuck.
Still stuck. Right. Yes, sir.
And the Bible keeps telling us there's no such thing as stuck with God.
Right.
See, the Bible says, in him we live, we move, and have our being. Move through the traffic of this world where it can't stop us. There's so much, children. There's so much we don't know. The little we do know. And we cannot become contrary and satisfied. Satisfied folks stay stuck. Hungry and thirsty folks, you can't stick them. Because they're actually getting more. They're always getting more. And so there's a lot of things in our life that have been stuck with us for 10, 15, 20 years. Been stuck in our families for centuries.
Yes,
somebody got to know how to get a breakthrough.
Yes,
and the breakthrough is, see, they're not understanding what a breakthrough is. The breakthrough really is from the natural to the supernatural.
Yes,
see, that's the real breakthrough. You see, you get in an area where things are divinely changed.
Yes.
Not mechanically, not mentally. Things that Satan try to put in your family and on your life has to be divinely changed, have to be supernaturally changed, have to be changed by the Spirit, him who supervises supernatural things. The Holy Spirit can make changes from death to life, from down to up, from wrong to right, from blocked to free. You see what I'm saying? So you get ready here in this service. Some things should happen. Some things should happen. Now look at this scripture now. Look at this scripture. And there's something the Lord showed me about this scripture. In Hebrews 2:4, you there?
Yes, sir.
Now notice God also bearing them witness. Okay. Now notice how he bear them witness. Both with signs and wonders. That's not ordinary stuff. Signs and wonders is breaking the rank. It going into another dimension, all right?
Amen.
Signs and wonders. And notice he says now, with divers miracles. Different miracles. With divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Now, notice what he says now. According to his own will. Now, I was called to attention, my brothers and sisters, about this as a Bible student. That in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, you have the list of the 9 gifts of the Spirit. There are 9 manifestations of the Holy Ghost. They operate in a supernatural realm. You can't operate them as you will, but as the Spirit will. Well, as you think about it, if you ever read that, and sometimes you need to read it, because these manifestations, gifts of the Holy Ghost, you cannot move in the supernatural without a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom sometimes, discerning the Spirit, special faith. Gifts of healing, workers of miracles, divers kind of tongue, interpretation, and special faith, prophecy. So there's a statement made in both arenas there, a transitional statement. It says at the end of this verse, according as his will, right?
Yes.
In other words, these signs, wonders, divers gifts, divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost does not work by man plan.
No. No.
All right, you understand that?
Yes,
now, stay with me now. Now, also, ignorance is a powerful troublemaker.
Yes.
And so he began to talk about in 1 Corinthians 12 about being ignorant of the gifts.
Right. Right.
And if you're ignorant of the gifts, you're ignorant of Jesus Christ. Because a lot of times we saw Jesus do things and we go try to do it by faith. Jesus was operating in the gifts.
Right, right.
Now, if you don't believe that Jesus didn't do everything because he was Jesus, he was operating as a man anointed, but why he left them other people at that pool and he just healed one man? Why didn't he heal them all then? So, in 1 Corinthians 12, stick with me now, in 1 Corinthians 12, you have a clause that says, as the Spirit will. And so you're talking about supernatural things. Then you heard other occasion, Jesus said, be it unto you according to your faith.
Yes, sir.
Then he said at a grandstand voice in Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask of them, according to the power that worketh in us. That word according is very important to make transition from doctrine to revelation to manifestation to demonstration to exploit in the spirit, signs and wonders, things out of the ordinary, things out of the natural. God wants to bear witness with us, but we have to know how to receive the witness. Now go to Galatians chapter 3 now. Go to Galatians chapter 3. Let's look at verse 5 because they're going to tell us something else. Galatians chapter 3, verse 5. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Clap your hands. All right, come on. I want you to be tuned in. All right, go to Galatians chapter 3, verse 5. I want you to be tuned in. I want you to be listening. I'm having you clap your hand to open them ears up so you can hear. You know, something going on. I mean, make you clap your hand and make you know something going on. We're not just here. Something going on. We're not here. We're on the verge of some of the biggest breakthroughs we ever had in our life. And I'm talking about you for you personally. For you personally. How your Bible study going? All right, I'll release you into it. Strong. All right, we'll talk. Hey, you passed the test.
Hallelujah.
3 and 5. Hallelujah. Yeah, it won't pass no test. It won't pass no test. It won't take a whooping. Take a holding down and see what you're going to do. See what kind of grits you've been eating. Hallelujah. She has the spirit move. See, when the spirit does something, it does it well. We can't do things by the flesh. About feeling, you got to stand a chance of not being understood in order for it to come out right. All right, 3 and 5 now. Because these people were bewitched into nothingness when they had the opportunity to have everything. Oh, Lord, I'm preaching this morning. They were bewitched in having nothing when they had the opportunity to have everything. And somebody come along with another doctrine, somebody come along with another saying, and Paul got upset. Paul said, what are y'all doing? Letting these people hold y'all. Didn't I teach you better than this? Now watch what he says here. I don't have to read the whole thing. You had to read it yourself. But he said in the 5th verse, trying to clear it up, he said, he therefore that ministered to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth it he by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. Paul was telling him that you had to mature in your faith, them three dimensions now, to switch into the supernatural. Three dimensions. Come on, you got to listen to me. Three dimensions. Faith, anointing, and glory. Faith and anointing, you're working, God working through you. When the glory arrives, you work with God. When the glory arrives, God start doing some things, and you got to know how to jump with him and flow with him, do whatever he tell you to do. It's no longer your faith and anointing doing it. Your faith and anointing now attaching yourself to the glory. And see what happened to church, the glory come, and people don't know what to do when the glory come. They run. They holler, they scream, they fall out. That's okay. But when the glory come, the glory is all that God is, all that God has, and all that God can do. When the glory come, actually, the Father himself have made himself present to do something that you couldn't do with faith. To do something that your anointing couldn't do. You see, you have to understand. Now, let me talk to you now. You have to understand, you're writing, you're taking notes. You see, you have four power, four forms of power. The first power is powerful ministry. As I told a young man, I'm releasing him. Powerful ministry is anointing. The powerful ministry is anointing. Anointing is for ministry. All right?
Yes, sir.
Then secondly, there's another power. The power of spiritual laws is authority. All these are power. Then now, you see, if you're fighting with the wrong power, Doc, you fight with the wrong power, you get your tail whooped.
Amen.
See, now there's another power for warfare. The power for warfare is found in Ephesians 6:10. Find it, my brother, and be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Yes, sir.
See, that's warfare power. See, we've got to have all these powers to make our transition. And then there are territorial power, what's called dominion. There's a power called dominion. That's the highest power. That's the power that God gave us at first to dominate. And we got to build ourselves back up to it. But we should be in domination, dominion, okay? That's just extra. It ain't gonna cost you nothing. I just since it came in my spirit, I want to pass it on to you. Now, let me get back where I was, but I just want to show you that. Now, by the hearing of faith should produce revelation. Revelation should produce maturity. Maturity stepped off in mystery. When you step off in the mystery, in the maturity of the spirit, then you will start seeing a transition from being stuck in the natural realm, the natural realm. Then as a Christian, you have the privilege to operate in what you call the supernatural realm. When you get in the supernatural realm, not just from doctrine, but by revelation, and then you enter into understanding the mystery, maturing, manifestation, demonstration, and you are to do exploring. Are you listening to me? You move from being stuck to excelling. When you know how to break through from the natural to the supernatural. I alluded to the fact a few minutes ago of breaking through. All this breakthrough ministry, all these breakthrough messages. Where you breaking to? See, you want the breakthrough is breaking through the natural, ooh, Jesus, into the supernatural. Breaking from man's ability. Breaking from all preachers' ability. To God's ability. See, a lot of us have got stuck on preachers. They're not the answer. They point us. And some of them enjoy it so much they let you stay stuck. Hallelujah, I'm the man. That's all you're going to get, the man. But you want breakthrough from the two realms. The natural and the supernatural. You want to, in the natural, the reason you can't get healed today, you stuck somewhere in the natural. Don't feel that. Don't feel good, do it. You got all your voices and your Bible. You've been praying. See, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear. See, but no. You stuck somewhere. You stuck, and it's my job to give you information and revelation to get you out. You can go there. Okay, there's no case too hard, nothing impossible, nothing incurable, nothing unbreakable, nothing unstoppable with God. You understand that? Are you listening to me? Come on now. There's nothing you can't have. There's nothing you can't be. And there's nowhere you can't go. Come on, talk to me here now. Y'all gonna let me preach up in here? I feel my Cheerios. You see, when everywhere you're stuck now, every place you need promotion and you're stuck, that means you're stuck in the natural. So we can't stick that on God. Just because you prayed, just because you quoted 13 scriptures, then you're going to say, well, I'm waiting on God. No, you're really not waiting on God. God waiting on you. God waiting for you to get to the maturity that you're not just dependent on doctrine, but you're dependent on a fresh ram of word every day. See, when you're dealing with scripture, always there's the opportunity of having a fresh present day, present moment word. That's what we need, Bob. A fresh present day, present moment word, ongoing, going back, that word take us back to God's original plan. God's original plan, have dominion. Rule in the midst of your enemy. But that cannot be done without revelation. That cannot be done with information. That cannot be done with knowledge. As God spoke, man moved. As the Holy Ghost spoke, man moved. So the Holy Ghost needs to speak something fresh to you. You got a fresh problem every day. It's not the same old problem. It's a fresh problem. And you need a fresh word from God. Problem does not go from day to day. Every day that problem is a fresh problem. So you need a fresh word from God. And it's by hearing faith. See, the miracles come by the hearing of faith. Now, let's look at another scripture, and then I'm going to start reading some things to you that are going to change your life forever. Let's look at another scripture. See, it's your maturity going to end up being according to the type of preaching you get. What church you belong to. Who your overseer. What you being fed. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. You just tell the truth, man. Somebody got to tell the truth. 1 Corinthians 2, 4, 5, 4 and 5. Paul said, I didn't come to you with enticing words. A man's wisdom. And we got so much of that in the church today. Montreal would tell me about a boy. I said something went virus. It went virus. That's the right word I'm saying, virus. Virus don't mean a doggone thing. It can go va-va-va. It doesn't mean nothing. It don't mean that it's in the spirit. It means that it's in people mind on the internet. Yeah, all he did was talk about a song about something about the whole air right or something, he said. Somebody came off a song. That's all he said. And he's an orator. That's what I mean. I'm not trying to kill him, but he's an orator. I mean, did anybody blind got some sight in there when he was talking that? Anybody had an cancer, got healed, and stood up and said, I feel my blood flowing better now. That's the type of action we got to go to. We can't stay here sitting around reading the Bible, talking about praise the Lord. The Lord said, don't praise me unless you're going to let me do what I want to do. I want to change your life forever. I want to tell you undeniable power. Belong to you. All these artists got y'all with these good witty sayings, and it go virus on the internet. I don't care if it go virus on the internet. Did anybody get raised from the dead? Come on. Jesus said, "You know them by the fruit they bear."
Come on.
Signs and wonders and miracles must be in this church. Must be in your life as you travel, go different places. You must know how to do it. The Bible says in Acts chapter 1, when Jesus was 40 days with his God, he taught them things pertaining to the kingdom of God. He told him, wait on the power, don't go without the power. But at the beginning of the chapter, it says Jesus began to explain to them what he do and teach. Not just teach, do and teach. Say it, do and teach. We can't just teach, we got to do. We got to do what we taught. And you can't do it naturally. Come on now. You can't do it naturally. You know, you can't do it naturally. Somebody said talk is cheap. It is cheap when it's not backed up by action. I'm going to give you $80,000. Where's that? All right, sit down. My speech was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the spirit and power. Now, why? Why? Why Paul would say that? Paul correcting the church. Just like I'm correcting you as an apostle, I'm correcting you today. Paul said, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, man wisdom, man wisdom, man wisdom, man wisdom, but in demonstrating the spirit and of power. That's God's wisdom. God's wisdom. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. If you get man teaching, you're going to have man faith. If you get Holy Ghost teaching, you're going to have Holy Ghost faith.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Now get ready to write. You were made for miracles, and miracles was made for you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, y'all ain't gonna let me talk about this. So I'm gonna go back and get you some, get you out of stuff. The problem is, because of not understanding the transitional power from doctrine to revelation to mystery to manifestation to demonstration to sign to wonders, diverse kind of miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. Woo, I said a mouthful that time. See, the transition. We got, Joe, we got stuck in doctrine, stuck in denomination, stuck on great preachers, and missed the whole thing. Today I declare that Word of Life Christian Center going to do exploit. We're going to move in signs and wonders and miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost. Unashamedly, undeniable, unstoppable. Get ready for it. Get ready for it. Get ready. We've been waiting a long time. The time has come for us not to stop jumping around here like a bunny rabbit. It's time for us to demand respect. You can't demand respect if you're not doing nothing. Right. Sitting around, coming here, singing and reading a few scriptures and go home and think we done something. No, we ought to be tearing the streets up. Yes. Tomorrow you ought to be your most powerful day is not today, it's tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
When you leave here, after you get your fuel, that's when you can run.
Come on.
Sit down. Sit down. Stuck in the natural. Or excelling in the supernatural. Write that down. Stuck in the natural or excelling in the supernatural. The supernatural changes the natural. The supernatural really don't have, when it's time for something to happen, any respect for the natural, because the natural don't have enough power to stay in the ring with the supernatural. Oh, now, this is very important you understand. Or you're stuck in doctrine and not moving in revelation. Oh, my goodness. Stuck, you heard that? Stuck in doctrine. Good teaching. Teaching is good. But you've got to move on to revelation. Teaching is foundational. Revelation is exploring. So you got Hebrews 6, 1 through 5. Write it down. Galatians 4, 1 through 5. I want you to read that before we meet. And write a note. Converting from a servant to a son. And there your inheritance are. When you make that conversion, there's your inheritance. Also, this reveals the fact that most people get upset about this because they talk about what they know. But it's not just what you know. It is how you're able to flow. And move on to manifestation and demonstration and miracles and signs, yes, and wonders.
Yes.
You can't just stay in one spot to keep talking about what you know. No. You got to show something.
Yes.
Something got to happen.
Yes.
Somebody got to be touched by the,
yes,
power of the glory of God. That's the way you got to do it. You can't just sit around here talking about, I've blown the Word of Life. Couldn't say, I've blown a certain church. I'm charismatic. I'm Word of Faith. Nobody got no time for this. Do you have any power?
Yes, sir.
Are you ordained? Are you commissioned by God?
Yes, sir.
Revelation has to be acted on upon with a fresh word from God. The key factor is fresh movement of God in manifestation all the time. Getting a fresh word from God. A fresh word. See? So we need to move from doctrine to revelation. Doctrine is the foundation. Revelation built on the foundation. Listen, doctrine, oh hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Doctrine is basic teaching, is for foundation for new believers. But we must then move on to revelation, because without revelation, We will not get the mystery. We will not get to maturity. We will not get the manifestation. We will not get the demonstration and the exploit that God wants us to demonstrate. What is exploit? To employ to the greatest possible advantage, make full use of, and derive benefit from, make bold or daring move. Take with me now. Listen very carefully, Mary. Once you understand that doctrine is a foundation, and that on that foundation the Lord wants to give you a revelation, listen very carefully. We need to keep on moving to new levels. Get these levels now. Other levels we need to move to. We need to move to other dimensions. We need to expand into new territories. We need to move to higher realms of faith, anointing, and glory, and maturity, and growth. You want me to say that again?
Yes, sir.
Give me $2,000. I'll say it again. All right. There's other levels that the church have not seen because she's been walking on doctrine, but she have not let revelation build up. Okay? Now, by revelation, I mean God revealed to you in your spirit what he would do at any given moment and then give you the power and the right to do it.
That's good, Pastor.
Are you following me? Yes. You hear me, young man? Are you hearing me? You understand what I'm saying? Yes. All right. Now, watch what he said now. When you move doctrine, that's teaching. Okay? You can get well taught, but you can be a well-taught, defeated person. Because if you don't know how to use what you heard, you're stuck. Stuck. See, you're either stuck or you're excelling. You're stuck in the natural, you excel in the supernatural. You got that? The supernatural is where God is revealing himself, releasing his strength, releasing his compassion, releasing his love, releasing his power. Woo! Glory to God. You know, is God releasing himself through you, to you, for you, with you? Got that? Got that? Everybody grow today. Everybody grow today. Everybody grow today. Even the one don't want to grow today. Because you can't set you and not grow. Because you're seeing something. Why am I stuck? Why I can't get my breakthrough? Well, can't even get a house. Why I can't get a house? Doggone piece of wood and bricks. Why can't I get it if God's so powerful? He said, ask for it and I'll give it to you. Why can't I get it? You're stuck in the natural. Your miracle is in the supernatural. Your house is in the supernatural. Everything you want is in the supernatural. We are not going to stay in a skillet like a fried egg. We're going to lay some more eggs. New eggs. Eggs that never been here before. You get my drift. You know what I'm saying. So let's go back over this territory. If you keep moving to new levels, they are other levels. I got other levels to go to. Other dimensions I have to go to. I have to expand into new territory, to move to higher realm of faith, higher realms of the anointing, higher realms of glory, and have maturity and grow. Now, write these notes because I'm preaching. I got so much stuff coming. I just got to let it go. Now, remember the term breaking through to the supernatural flow. Breaking through to the supernatural flow. Not the charismatic flow. Not the word of faith flow. Not the Baptist flow. Not the Catholic. Not the MAE, whatever, Methodist, whatever. Not those flows. To the flow of glory. Where God come in and do everything and all things. Where God come in and change the furniture. And just rearrange everything. Because he's almighty. He's all powerful. He can do everything. You know, look at Gideon, Judges 6:13. I'm going to look at Gideon. Judges 6:13, this question. I asked this question many years ago, but I want, you know, Where is it? All this stuff God talking about. Where is this power? Where is these miracles? Where are these signs? When we come sing the Sam song, shout, run, hit a high five and leave. Where? It's like what happened to Kenny. See, if I would have had some good sense, I'd have kept on that. Kenny had a motorcycle accident. I called and told him the devil tried to kill him. I told his wife, the devil trying to kill him, we're not going to let him die. And they say he wasn't going to have no children. He got another child. The child, and it had to be Kenny's child. It looked just like him. And so God didn't lie. That was his child. And then he's running around here one Sunday, the Lord trying to get the glory in here. And God delivered, lamping and running and don't know when the lamp left. That was God trying to get in here then, yes, that he can keep this going on. Yes. But we were so busy with doctrine, we couldn't even get, oh, man, come on here. We couldn't really release ourselves to let God keep up what he started in Kennedy. Yes, that was the glory hit him. When he run, the glory hit that leg, man. Yes. If we didn't know how to participate with that glory, it'd hit a whole lot of other legs.
That's right.
Yeah. You let him do something up here now. We're going to hit
him. Yeah. No, that's right.
Come on now.
Yeah.
We're getting ready for this thing. We know when you take over. See, you got to know when he's taking over. Back up and just watch it. When he tell you step up, step up. See, you got to know how to flow with the glory. Are you here? Now, let me go back up and read something. God created humanity through a supernatural manifestation of his power. You remember that? And he intended to deal with his children today in supernatural power. In other words, if you were created both times, say both times, both times. First time, Adam was created by supernatural power. Words that came out of God's mouth, you can't talk without breathing. So when word came out of his mouth, his spirit came out and created Adam. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things passed away. That's another time. God made us, every born-again Christian, he made you a Christian supernaturally.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
He made you capable. Who listened to me?
Amen.
He made you capable of functioning, flowing, and operating as a citizen from another country. You're actually under another government. It's called the kingdom of God. There's supernatural, miraculous power available to every child of God today to cause that which cannot happen naturally to happen supernaturally by the spoken word. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the thing that God has prepared for them that love him. All things work together for good for them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. If God is for me, who can be against me? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not walk. Yeah, though I walk through, man, come on here.
Come on now.
See, those scriptures come alive because now we know they're in the supernatural realm.
Yeah.
Sit down. Let me talk a little more. Remember now, becoming all foundation. All probably everybody in here got a strong foundation. It's time to build.
Yes.
Tell somebody next to you, it's time to build.
Time to build.
Yeah, you build on that foundation with revelation. You build on that foundation with supernaturalness. Every person here who is a child of God, you are a supernaturalist.
Yes.
That's what I said. Write it down. Spell it the best way you can. But you are a supernaturalist. You've been born to operate in the supernatural. You just got to pull your Clark Kent suit off. I'm outdating some of y'all children. Y'all don't know about the real Superman. These other Superman didn't get knocked out. The real Superman, you couldn't knock him out. They come up with that stuff. What do you call that stuff? Kryptonite. The real Superman, Kryptonite ain't working against the real Superman. This is a new Superman. And nothing working against the other Superman. They ain't never had nothing to stop him. This technology and modern stuff, now they come with something, and that's the way they cripple the church. They think there's something come now to cripple us. Woo, Jesus. Something to come and stop us from working. But no, we the real Superman. You, You couldn't, they had no chemical, no solution. You remember him, Charles? You remember Clark Kent came out that boot? You couldn't stop him with nothing. We need some real Superman. I won't go back to the old Superman who leaped over tall Billy. Wow! Say super three times. Always remember that you were born supernatural and that you can operate supernatural. That what make you different from the New Age Muslim. Give me some more of them. Buddha and all them people dead and they ain't never come back. Jesus got up the third day. He the only one got up. All the other leaders died and never saw him again. Unless they go to the mausoleum and look at him on the inside. Jesus got up. He's alive today. He got all power in his hand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, let me preach a little more. Sit down. I told you to turn to Judges 6. I want you to read that. One, two, read it. I want to use one word here, and I'm going to show you something. Stop. On self and self-ability, instead of going back to the call that God called him and told him what he's going to do, and he started talking about his family, the least family, ain't got nothing to do with it. See, that's what we see. Well, when this didn't make it, ain't got nothing to do with it. When the supernatural comes, everything changes. The miracles are stuck in your belief. You may still be wondering if it's true that I was made for miracles, that God desired to manifest his miraculous power in my circumstances. Why haven't I been able to take hold of the miracle I need? Why have I not been able to take hold of the miracle I need? Because you're stuck in doctrine. You're stuck as a servant when you have to realize that you're the son of God. That the kingdom of God is not word only, but power. Paul said to the church at Thessalonians, the gospel I preach is not preached with word only, but it's power, the Holy Ghost, and much assurance. So you may know what manner of apostle you have among you. Something got to happen. Hallelujah. To walk in the supernatural. You listening?
Yes, sir.
To walk in the supernatural, you have to press through in the spirit. Remember what Paul said in the 14th chapter, the 3rd chapter of Philippians? I press toward the mark for the prize. See, listen. I'm about to say something here. Listen. You cannot float or drift from the natural to the supernatural. That there are resistance to revelation. That's resistance. That's resistance to manifestation. That's resistance. That's why I say the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence took it by force. Righteousness is a force. Faith is a spiritual force.
Yes, sir.
Revelation is the force of all forces. Well, I'm preaching here this morning. See, if you get a revelation, I'm talking about Jesus, you know, but I just got to say it. You talk about revelation because you hear what I'm saying.
That's right.
Your life changing. When you get revelation, this forces start moving. The force of faith. The force of the resurrection. Look at Romans 8, verse 11. I dare you tell me this can't happen. Look at Romans 8, verse 11.
Yes, sir.
The same spirit,
yes, sir,
that raised Jesus from the dead.
Yes, sir.
Did what in amen? Quickening my mortal body. Quickening my soul. Quickening my spirit. quickening my word, quickening my faith. Look at somebody and say, I'm ready to do something about the ordinary. Well, he heard you now. Don't be scared. Just say what the apostle tell you to say. I'm ready to do something about the ordinary. I'm ready, Lord. Use me. I want to see some of this stuff the apostle talking about. I want you to use me like that. I'm ready. I'm in my head. I'll do it. Woo! Somebody got to be ready up in here. Who y'all? Who ready up in here? You got to be ready for this. This is what Otto Hoselman was doing. He was moving in the supernatural. They did a miracle around you reading the ABCs, 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 9, 10. Those guys moving the supernatural. They just believe God and they saw a ball on a woman's body, just walk up there and snatch it off. Jack Cole did it. I'm ready to be you. Listen, my friend. Sit down. To walk in the supernatural, you have to press through in the spirit and break down every hindrance that stands in your way. Press through in the spirit. You see, Paul said, I was pressing the spirit in the book of Acts. I told you, in every chapter of the book of Acts, you got a miracle. The early church wasn't playing, boy. Then in some chapters, you got two or three miracles. Then he got down in Acts 19 and said, God wrought special miracles through the hand of Paul. Got one chapter said, Peter passed and it shattered, knocked diseases out of people's body. I got to begin to walk out this door through you. I'm going to put enough word and understanding in you that when you walk, your shadow going, your lady said, you're going to pass by. She said, wow, what happened? I just passed by. That's what happened. You cannot walk in the flow of God's glory and power simply by wishing or desiring it. You must know how to break through to the supernatural, where God's miraculous power can be released in and through you. Y'all still with me? Listen, this is sounds simple, but it's something. You have to break through natural limitation. Write that down. You have to break through natural limitation. Well, how am I break through? You got the force of righteousness. You got the force of faith. You got the force of revelation. You got the force of manifestation. You got the force of mystery. You got the force of maturity. You got all these forces. You got the force of joy. You got the force of peace. You got the force of love. You got the force of forgiveness. You got all these mighty forces that are spiritual forces that once a person walk in forgiveness, it seems like something rise up in them. Once a person say, I'm sorry, I'm wrong, you're right. Seem like they're walking another dimension. But people don't want to do it because we want to lay back and be right about everything. You ain't going to be right about everything. Repent. Let God repent. Ask God to do something for you. Then you'll have your power. Then your power come. That's a good chair, $200. Your power come. See, forgiveness. Kindness. Be ye kind one to another. What a little love will do for you. Y'all stop being so grouchy. You're grouchy because you're stuck. That's why you grouch yourself. You're stuck in grouch. Now, if you hear me, you'll come out the grouchy. You say, why God blessing everybody else, but he's not blessing me? Well, he's not blessing you because you're stuck. That's why you here this morning, to tell you that you're coming out of the stuck. You're going to come out of the natural. Walk in the supernatural power of God. You're here for a reason this morning. You're not here by accident. You're here because the Holy Ghost sent you here and changed your dimension right before your eyes. Listen. Let me tell you, stop. Everybody, all inferiority, let me stop it right now. Yes, all you got to do is remind yourself, I'm a citizen of the kingdom of God. I am a son of God.
I am a son of God.
Woo. Yeah, I know it. Now, watch. There's still two things there now. What person, what race, or who can overcome that? It's not how you see me. It's how I see myself. And I am a king. I'm a citizen of the kingdom of God. There's no higher person. Now you're able to love everybody. You're able to love who lack you and who don't lack you. Because it don't make no difference. I have no arguments. I have nothing to prove. I'm a child of the living God. That's the highest rank. You can't go no higher than that. Money can't go no higher. Nothing can't go no higher than that. I told you my secret now. Y'all better sit down. Y'all, I'm going to close in a minute. That's my secret. That should be your secret. Now, listen very carefully. Because some things are going to have to change. One of the biggest hindrances you will face in walking in the supernatural is your own natural environment. And by walking in your own natural environment, it's talking about limited human perspective and ability. Your fallen human nature. You cannot put new wine in old bottle, or old wineskin. And a lot of time, one writer says, people who have tasted old wine think it's better than the new. Don't tell me nobody no good old days going to the outhouse freezing. You got to go outside to the toilet, and you got to go outside and catch water in a bucket. Don't tell me nobody no good old days. Y'all can have them good old days. That's why, you know, God said, you know, I got money. Every now and then I get ready to buy an antique car. I just can't get my mind. I don't want nothing old. Go buy a new car with all the conveniences in it. Cars that get to the red light and cut the engine off. Me and Carol was in the car like that one time. I said, what about this crazy car? It wasn't the car. It was me. The car stopped. I mean, the engine shut down. See, some of y'all don't even know what I'm talking about. Lord Jesus. Then when you mash on a accelerator, well, I finally got a golf car like that. I thought it almost got me twice. I bought a, not two-seater, four-seater, but I bought a big, long golf car just to ride when I go camping, you know, RV. But I liked it. So, I told on Philip because Philip was with me. Philip, you were pretty cool. But the boy with me, I'd be buying stuff and having fun, you know. But I've reached a certain rank, you know. And Philip said, I'm going to get one. Wilma looked at him and said, stay focused, Philip. Focus. Focus. and what she's talking about is this seed. See, I had a guy travel with me. And you know, I go and I buy neckties, $120, $125. I buy the neckties, you know. I said, well, give me about eight of those. And then, so he got happy. He started buying. He bought himself, give me two. And then it got to the table. It was his turn to pay for the food. And he sat there like, and he had nothing. His wife didn't eat nothing. Just sat there.
Yeah.
Then, so the other boy, who had enough sense not to buy them necktie, paid for the ticket.
Yes, sir.
And so I had to deal with that.
Yes, sir.
He shouldn't have bought them necktie. You ain't ready for them kind of necktie. You're choking yourself. you choke yourself. He's not a son no more because, you know, years I try to bring him down. He's trying to get ahead of himself. Don't ever try to get ahead of yourself. And that's why most of us got bills now. We bought that car because not that we like it, we wanted somebody else to see us in it. And after 5 months, we wished it had took it. I got to close. Your personal living environment include, and each one of these can hinder you from receiving your miracle. You need to stop it. You need to stop you from experiencing, and stop you from experiencing the continuous flow of God's miraculous power. You ready for them? Your personal living environment includes, and each one of these can hinder you from receiving your miracle. You need. to stop you from experiencing a continuous flow of God's miraculous power. I'm going to read that again, because when I give them to you, I want you to get ready, because there's going to come a promotion right now. Because these things are not complicated. They're very simple, but the Holy Ghost is going to reveal some things to you right now. You ready for it? My clock on all zeros, but I'm going to go ahead and give it to you. All right? We can have Father's Day any day. You got some money, Father's Day every day. Just go buy him a shirt and sweater every day, whatever you want to buy. Your personal living environment includes, and each one of these can hinder you from receiving your miracle you need to stop you from experiencing a continuous flow of God's miraculous power. Say miraculous power. So we're not talking about regular stuff now. We're not talking about the natural now. We're talking about the supernatural, right? Your thoughts, number one. Your thoughts. What God said in his word. Was Isaiah 55? What? Yeah, 55, what, 8? 55, 8? My thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. But then you turn the Bible back to Romans 12, 2. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Come on, talk to me now. I know we're over time a little bit. Now, let me tell you something else, why you can operate in the supernatural. The Bible says that God gave Jesus the Spirit without measure. God turned right around in John 7:37 and gave the church, the out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Waters you cannot contain. There's an overflow in your life by the glory of God. So you have the Spirit without measure. Psalmist said, he restores my soul. Then he said this. Wake up, God. He restores my soul. Open them eyes up. He restores my soul. My cup. Wake up. Wake up. Open them eyes. Them eyes can't hardly stay open. Wait, wait. I'm going to make you stand up. Wake up. Help her, boy. Wake up. Give me some water. She don't wake up. Give me a glass of water. I'm going to pour it on. I'm going to fight you today. I'm about closing, so you can hold your eyes up a little few minutes. Your imagination is the second one. The third one is your preconceived ideal. The fourth one is your attitude. The next one is your emotions. The next one is your circumstance. What you see, what you hear, and what you speak. They can stop you and block you. Lord, I need to close, Lord. You must understand your own personal environment as it relates to miracles. What's your attitude about miracles? What's your thought? See, because most of our thoughts have died on miracles because we ain't been seeing none.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all just about answer me over there. Y'all ain't saw none either. We talk about miracles. We have great crusades, and great theme on miracles. But ain't nobody want got time for no theme now. And I remember when it's they work as the Spirit will. I'm not saying we can go and do things, but I'm saying if we get in alignment with the glory of God, God will start doing things in our vicinity.
Yes, sir.
Now, unless you are knowledgeable about your personal environment, there's no possible way you will be able to break through the natural barriers hindering you. Right, if you don't write nothing down, write natural barriers hindering me. I got 5 more minutes, Mary? Can I take 5 more minutes? Natural barriers hindering me. Boy, when you're hot, you're just hot, Smiley. When you're hot, you're hot. It's hot in here this morning. And so I don't want to let this thing go. There's a few more things I won't say to you. I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it. A few more things I won't say to you. A few more things. Listen. Unless you are knowledgeable of your personal environment, there's no possible way you will be able to break through the natural barriers hindering you. How many of y'all know you got some natural barriers hindering you? Even though you know all them scriptures, even though you see what I'm saying, man? You see what I'm saying, sir? Sir, in the corner back. You see what I'm saying? Natural barrier. You a Christian, right? Christians have a right to walk right through natural barriers. But you have to have the right revelation, the right anointing, the right faith, huh? And understand how glory works. The glory will. Say glory will.
Glory.
I feel you leaving me, so I'm going to close. I feel you equated to an owl. Let me get this one, I'll close. Since the fall of humanity is in rebellion against God, our personal environment has to be influenced, governed, and controlled. What the Apostle Paul called, we're going to close with this scripture. I want you to turn to one more scripture. 1 Corinthians 2. Come on, turn to one more scripture. Turn to one. She woke up. One. Woke up and said, where we at? Who is that man? What are you talking about? How long we been here? How we even know him? Come on. 1 Corinthians 2, you there? We're going to close here now. I'm going to close it. I ain't going to be Baptist on you. I'm closed right here. But you know I got a little Baptist in me, right? 1 Corinthians 2, you there? All right, now, since the fall of humanity is in rebellion against God, our personal environment, you heard me? Has been influenced, governed, and controlled. Now here's why. In 1 Corinthians 2:14, look what it says. The natural man. So that means we're going to have to move beyond the natural in order to break this influence, this govern and control this world, the devil, Satan, man, technology, science, psychology, physiology, all these things try to hold us to a standard that they shouldn't hold us to. Because we can flow in the supernatural. We can work miracles. And the gifts of healing can flow through us. And the word of knowledge can flow through us. And the word of wisdom can flow through us. And the spirit of discernment can flow through us. And we can speak in diverse kind of tongue. And the Holy Ghost will give us interpretation. We can have special faith, working of miracles and gifts of healing. Because we are born of the spirit of the living God. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Come on, clap your hand. Come on. Clap and raise your hand. Clap and raise your hand. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. You here today. Come on, stand up. Stand up. Everybody stand up. Stand up.